USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The International Monetary Fund is adjusting a faulty economic prediction. The IMF gives economic advice to countries around the world and monitors risk to financial stability. The Washington-based lender on Tuesday cut its global growth forecast for 2022 by half a percentage point to 4.4%. Predicted inflation in advanced economies would be 3.9% in 2022, a 1.6 percentage point higher than anticipated in October. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
Noting that COVID and supply chain disruptions to the economy are not really expected to disrupt economic growth.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame added a member to its upcoming 2022 class. Boston Red Sox designated hitter David Ortiz. Left out again were Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Curt Schilling. USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Natural immunity from COVID-19 is better than most experts anticipated.
Natural immunity to COVID-19 was far more effective against the Delta variant than vaccines alone, according to a recent CDC study. The study looked at COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in California and New York between May and November of 2021, determining that numbers were highest among unvaccinated people who hadn't been previously diagnosed with the virus. By the week of October 3rd, the study said case rates were 29 times lower for unvaccinated Californians with a previous diagnosis. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The four-day work week is nowhere close to becoming reality, despite support from corporate America, media coverage, and intense interest worldwide. But now with worker shortages, this spring, 35 companies in the United States and Canada will give four 10-hour days a week a go. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Even as we continue to prioritize diplomacy and dialogue, we must also increase readiness. That as of now, the decision has been made to put these units on higher alert and higher alert only. No decisions have been made to deploy any forces from the United States at this time.
Spokesperson John Kirby at the Pentagon's announcement this week. Retired Air Force Brigadier General and Deputy Military Representative to NATO, Blaine Holt on Newsmax, responds to the Russian-Ukraine crisis.
NATO's making some movements. There's some donations across the alliance right now for forces. But what I think Vladimir Putin definitely understands is that we're very unpredictable in the West, and we can turn on a dime. And just because we seem to be taking one course of action, one that I would not prescribe, we can move in another direction altogether very quickly, and I know his generals apprise him of that. Well, I think we're going to have to increase our overall defense and force posture in Europe long-term. We certainly have the forces that we can bring to bear to make a meaningful commitment on those borders immediately, and I do think that we should do so. There is an expectation on the Russian side that with their presentation of forces, we would. We are keeping them in a place where they see that we are militarily now moving in their direction, and they need to see that, but that's not where this avoidable war gets solved, and that is the word I would stress.
Mr. Holt also questioned the decision to move U.S. diplomatic personnel out of the Ukraine. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.